always surprising, always innovating. Ernie Haas and Signature Sound. Yeah, they're not in a box, and we've got them for an hour. Next, here on Daniel, Britt, and Friends.
Welcome to Daniel, Britt, and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
Glad to have you here for part two and our conclusion of our sit-down interview.
Ernie Haas and Signature Sound. Hey, by the way, this was a live recording. I think we've talked about that a lot, but let's talk about the location, because you guys have done some pretty cool things in your time, including Chicago, and I know Indiana, and then you've got Paducah, Kentucky, and this crowd was on their game that night.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's, you know what, I have found that people have been curious, why Paducah, Kentucky? Let me tell you. First off, number one, it's close to Nashville, and it really helped with the cost of the production. So we were able to get the top quality production crew there, and it was just down the road a few miles. And then second of all, we've been there. We've performed there at least four or five different times. We even produced a video there, the Getaway Jordan video.
Yeah.
So we knew that the building was amazing. The acoustics were amazing, and we were able to get many camera angles without obstructing a lot of views. So that's why. And then most of all, we got a great fan base in Kentucky, Tennessee, Indiana, Illinois. So those adjoining states, we thought, well, you know, we're going to have a good crowd, but from four states. But little do we know, we had 21 states represented there.
Gosh,
that night.
Amazing.
So it was just, they brought their A game. We walked out on stage, and you know the old saying, familiarity breeds contempt. That's not true when you're a performer. To walk on a stage that you've been on before and you've laid it all on the line, you walk out there and you have some peace and some comfortable feelings, knowing that there's some good vibes in this room, and we've been here before. We're going to do it again. So that's why we did Paducah.
Team on three. One, two, three, team.
Saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in. Lord, I want to be in that number, when the saints go marching in.
Now when the sun refuses to shine, when that sun refuses to shine, oh, I want to be in that number, when that sun refused to shine.
Now when that horn begins to blow, when that trumpet begins to blow, oh, I know I want to be in that number, yeah, when that horn begins to blow. Come on, Paul.
Oh, when they march around the throne, when they march around the throne, yeah, I want to be in that number when they march around the floor.
Yeah, when they crown him Lord of all, when they crown him Lord of all, Lord, I want to be in that number when they crown him Lord of all.
Yeah, when the saints
Ernie Haas and Signature Sound. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with Devin McGlamory, Paul Harkey, Ernie Haas, and Doug Anderson.
Hey, Devin, you were the newest before Paul came, so I wonder what tips or what advice did you ever pull Paul aside his first few nights on the road and say, okay, here's a couple of little things you might want to keep track of, or did you just throw him to the wolves? I mean, what was that like?
Well, I would love to tell you that I helped Paul along his way and I held his hand as we entered the stage, but I kind of got to help take over the practical jokes on Paul because I was no longer the new guy.
Yeah,
Daniel.
You initiated him.
I mean, I just did what the Lord would have me do. You know?
Thanks for asking this question. Yeah, yeah.
The thing is, I am what Ernie is, the straw boss in this group. I am probably the point guard.
Group. That's right.
So, I mean, when Devin came on, when Paul came on, all the new guys come on, it's kind of my job to say, hey, you're welcome here. Hey, this is what you need to do. Hey, this is, you know, what you need to stay away from. And you know what? And I welcome that challenge because, I've seen the ups and the downs. And you know what? These two guys, Devin and Paul, have been here, and they've been amazing. So I'd love to rib them on, you know, on radio, but I can't. So they're doing great.
Can you give me a tempo?
Shh, be still. God is in this place. Can't you feel His loving, sweet embrace? Oh, come be amazed again by grace. Still, God is in this place.
Oh, my Lordy, Lordy.
Be still. God is in this place. I can't you feel His loving, sweet embrace? Oh.
There's no need to hurry through or miss what is divine. Oh, the God of love and mystery is in this sacred time.
Shh, be still. God is in this place. Can't you feel His loving, sweet embrace? Oh, come be amazed again by grace. Mm-hmm. Shh, be still. God is in this place.
Oh, God is in presence here. Be silent and behold. Oh, well, stop and listen as He whispers to our soul. Shh,
be still. God is in this place. Can't you
oh, come here.
Ernie Hassan Signature Sound, Oh What a Savior Live. That's what we're listening to. It's part two of our feature here on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Up above my head, there's music in the air. Up above my head, there's music in the air. Come on, baby. Up above my head, there's music in the air. And I really do believe,
I believe
there's a heaven somewhere. Up above my head, there's singing in the air. Up above my head, there's singing in the air.
Oh, it's up above my head.
Up above my head,
there's singing in the air.
And I really do believe,
I believe
there's a heaven somewhere. Well, music makes the world go round. That's the way to be happy. There's so much I find. Sing a song and be happy and free. So turn
ladies
around,
and gentlemen, Wesley Pritchard.
Well, I have a soul that's weary and worn, and I've heard the music since the day I was born. I remember what the good book said. I heard the music and it's up above my head. There's music in the air. Up above my head, there's music in the air.
Oh, it's up above my head, y'all.
Up above my head,
there's music in the air. And I really do believe,
there's
here somewhere.
Ernie Haas and Signature Sound, you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, and we're listening to live cuts from Paducah, Kentucky, and Oh What a Savior Live. In the studio, talking to the quartet, Ernie Haas, Doug Anderson, Devin McLamory, and Paul Harkey, all gathered together, sharing some cool stories and listening to some great music, and really talking about the making of this live event.
Well, hey, let's talk about this, because I know there are a lot of people who are just so curious, especially, you know, this is a question that ladies really love, because, you know, they're into home decor and they're into the senses. And so
I'm curious where you're going, Daniel.
Yeah, I'm worried. Actually, I'm worried.
I know. If we were to walk onto the Signature Sound bus tomorrow, okay, what would be the smell of the bus that would fill the air? Would it be like cheap air fresheners? Would it be gym socks? What would it be?
Well, hey, I'll say, a lot of people ask me this a lot, because I came from a bus with ladies on it. I traveled with Karen Peck and New River for a while, and
that's
they said,
true,
you know, what's the difference? I said, actually, there's more hairspray on the guy's bus than there was on Karen's bus.
Well, we got a really nice coffee machine. And that thing is gets a workout.
A lot.
So you always smell the coffee beans.
You went with coffee? Really?
Yeah. Well, you said, what's the smell like? I said coffee beans.
I'd go with Febreze.
Well, we got a crock pot. Don't forget that. So
we had roast.
So we Christmas sometimes pool. You walk on, it'll smell like roast and stuff like that. But can we go to the next question?
I knew it.
Seventh grade locker room. How about that?
Oh man.
I want to stay there. So you guys actually you sound a little bit domesticated. You actually cook on the bus sometimes?
Yeah, absolutely.
During Christmas tour, we had that crock pot going, man.
Oh man,
roast and chili and soup and
deer jerky.
Paul and Devin, they go hunting a lot, so. If they're not in a suit, they're usually in camouflage.
Come on.
And so we reap the benefits of that.
Absolutely. Go for it.
You know, on a show recently, Kelly Nealon was talking about her dad, Rex, and one of his things was he was very, very, very particular about the after-concert routine. They'd never stopped at restaurants to eat because they had to get to the next date, but they would stop at a convenience store, but not just any convenience store. It had to be a certain square footage, and it had to have a certain number of light bulbs overhead. And so he was very particular about the open air experience of walking into a large convenience store or truck stop.
Huh.
Wow.
Well, when I was with the cathedrals, that was the rule, too. You get down the road, and that was before days of cell phones, so, you know, every guy wanted to check in with their family. So we'd always stop at a truck stop because they had a whole bank of pay phones, and you could call home and check in on the family and stuff. So I'm sure today if Rex was out there and George and Glenn, they would be more apt to stop. And we love stopping at BW Wings because they're always the ones that are open, and we can stop and get a grilled chicken salad, and we can sit and catch up on the sports. And every guy is sitting on their phone texting their family and watching ESPN and so it's just a great time to travel. And believe it or not, you know, I hear the war stories from George and Glenn that back in the day, you know, that was before Interstate Highway was what it is today, and they were traveling on 2-lane state roads, and they were traveling in a 6-passenger Cadillac, and you know, so we've got it easy. Yeah, we've reaped the benefits of a lot of guys out there who paved the way for us.
Ernie Haas and Signature Sound. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. The music continues live from Paducah, Kentucky. This is from Oh, What a Savior.
One day when sin was as black as could be, that's when Jesus came down to be born of a virgin. Well, among men, my example is he. He one day they led him up Calvary's mountain. One day they nailed him to die on that tree. Suffering anguish, despised and rejected. Bury my sin, my Redeemer is He. Heaven, He loved me. Dying, He saved me. Buried, He carried my sins far away. Rising, He justified, free me forever. One day He's coming back for glorious day. One Sunday the grave could conceal Him no longer.
You're in the middle of Daniel Britt and Friends, and find out what's ahead at danielbritt.com.
Once I was sinking in sin, hey, my soul was troubled within. A ladder was sent down from heaven after my sins were forgiven.
Oh, yeah.
Started out for higher ground
to climb
the ladder round by round.
And well, I'm
climbing higher and higher, and I won't come down.
First round was regeneration.
Still climbing.
The second round, justification.
Still climbing.
And third, I have a confession.
Still climbing.
And the Holy Ghost took possession.
Still climbing.
The next round was great tribulation.
Still
and
climbing.
My soul to glorification.
Still climbing. Climbing higher and higher, and I won't come down.
Gonna climb till I pass the sun, moon, and stars, Jupiter, Venus, Neptune, and Mars. I'll bid farewell to this old house of clay, and then I go running up the Milky Wide way.
A first heaven,
I'm climbing round by round.
Second heaven,
I'm so high I'll never come down. Still climbing round by round,
climbing for higher ground. Well, 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 well.
The sun, moon, and stars, Jupiter, Venus, Neptune, and Mars. I'll bid farewell to this old house of clay, and then I go running up the Milky Way.
I'm first to heaven.
I'm climbing around and around.
A second heaven.
Climbing so high.
Listening to cuts from the Signature Sound Project, Oh What a Savior, we can't get away from a couple of the guys who have also done some recent stuff, including Devin McLamory. And Devin, I just want you to know, from a radio point of view, this project is chock full of songs that are connecting with people, and they're calling and they're saying, play that song again, because you don't know how much it means to me. And I don't know if anybody thought, you know, Devin, you know, if you've ever been told you're more of a group singer, you're perfect at group singing, but I'm telling you, you're a standout when you take the lead too.
Man, you're kind. Thank you very much, man. I was blessed to do that. I remember Ernie and Wayne coming to me, it's been a while now, and just saying, hey, you know, we're going to cut back on the dates. Doug's been doing the solo thing for a while. You think that'd be something you would be interested in? I said, you know, I'd love to give it a try. And I've heard Doug say before, you know, it's a chance to step out and tell your story. And just kind of do your thing. And it's been great. It's been a little nerve-wracking because it's kind of fun being up there with eight guys instead of just by yourself and a stool and a track machine. You know, it works, and I'm thankful that you said that, man. I love hearing the stories where, you know, the songs are touching lives.
Yeah, I mean, from rags to riches, that song gets stuck in my head, and that's a good, you know, when you think about the world around us, if you're going to have something get stuck in your head these days, and a lot of times it's not worth anything, but those songs, I mean, that's just so rich. Wouldn't we wish all of our kids and all of our, our spouses would go around with that kind of music bouncing around inside?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I remember, this is Ernie again here, Daniel. I just, can I jump in and say I'm proud of Devin? That song you just mentioned won the Dove Award for Favorite Country Song
Absolutely.
Of the Year.
So yes,
sir. We were proud of Devin beforehand, and we were proud when he got nominated. And that was enough for us. But when they said his name, we was all supposed to go on stage, but I was stuck to my seat. I was just floored. I'm like,
Ernie didn't even get up.
I didn't get up. I couldn't walk. I've never been more excited than I have been when Devin won that, and then the year before when Doug won the Dove Award, yeah. and these guys are shining. They really are. And and then when we come back together, it just makes the group that much stronger. So
perfect, actually.
It's just a good time. Good time.
Good
for
times.
Us.
Good times.
Good times. I never forget where I was when I got the idea for that song.
Yeah,
it was probably 6 years ago. And
Rags to Riches, right?
Yeah, because what he doesn't tell people is he and Wayne and Joel wrote that song, Daniel.
We did.
Right.
And we was on a walk with Bill. We was in Tupelo, Mississippi, and Mr. Gaither called myself and said, "Let's go for a walk." I said, "All right." And we were just a few blocks from Elvis's birthplace. So that two-room shack, we went through it, did the whole tour, Bill and I did.
Where he lived?
And where Elvis was born and raised. Wow. There in Tupelo. And I remember Bill saying, "You know, everybody loves a rags-to-riches story." And I'm like, that's going to make a great song.
Wait. You told Bill that?
No. He would have won the Dove Award,
yeah,
not
that,
you.
That's very good.
I kept that idea to myself.
Making a lot of sense.
Ernie Haas and Signature Sound. Hey, we'll take a break from the Old What a Savior Project now. Here's from Devin McLamory solo, From My Rags to His Riches, here on Daniel Britt and Friends.
And watch it pass me by. I begged for crumbs of charity, but no one heard my cry. And when it seemed my destiny was that I would surely lose, the Savior came and offered me what I could not reach. In peace, and though I lived in doubt and fear, I have reason to believe. Now I have wealth that goes beyond all the silver and the gold, and I can't believe He gave to me a new life for my own.
Devin McGlamory of Signature Sound Quartet. That's a solo project he did. Now back to the Signature Sound Project. This is live from Paducah, Kentucky, featuring the whole quartet. Oh, what a savior. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends.
Late at night, the boat was rocking. The disciples were afraid. Then from out across the water, he came walking on the waves. First they thought he was a spirit. Yeah, they thought he was a ghost. But he calmed their fears when he said, I'm here. And then he climbed into the boat.
A water walking God.
Water walking God.
Keep your eyes on him, 'cause he's a water walking God.
Water walking God.
Water walking God.
Water walking God.
Water walking God. He will come to where you are. You're not too lost, you're not that far. When you're caught in stormy weather, and you know that's for the waves, well, the water walking God. He's gonna come and save the day.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, you're in the middle of this two-part series that we've set aside to talk to Ernie Haas and Signature Sound. And by the way, the group's got this great new live project out. It's Oh What a Savior, live from Paducah, Kentucky, not only featuring the talents of the guys individually, but all together. We've got Ernie Haas, Devin McGlamory, Paul Harkey.
And then there's Doug Anderson. When you Google Doug Anderson, you get ESPN Slam Dunk Challenge.
Sure,
and I
awesome.
Thought, well, that Slam Dunk Challenge, that could be you, Doug. But you know,
about 20 years ago, how about that?
That's right. You know, and update me on your family, because when I see how much you love your family and you love them well, I am so encouraged, because I know it's got to be a challenge being on the road as much as you are.
Well, you know, I've never, ever in my life tried to be anybody different than I am. I've never tried to be anything different. And you know what? A lot of times that's gotten me in trouble. And you know what? I'd probably be farther along in my career if I had been a little more pushy. But, you know, I've always believed that God's had a plan for my life. And, you know, with the first solo project, Ernie came to me about 2 years ago and said, hey, you know, would you do a solo project? And I said, yeah. And then, but I didn't, you know, I've always sang quartet music. I've always been a part of a team. And with the success of the first project, he came to me again and said, would you like to do a second one? And I, you know, I've jumped at the chance. And then actually the next one comes out January 21st. It's called Drive. And I'm usually very, very, very critical because I've always been a guy that's had to conquer things. I've always had to be the best. I've always had to win. But this time around, I just think I'm going to sit back and be happy with what God's given me and let God drive me in the ways and the directions that He wants me to go. And I've got a great team with Ernie and Wayne, and of course, you know, Devin and Paul, and those guys have been very supportive. And of course, you know, my wife Michelle and the two girls that are home. You know what? At this point in my life, I am extremely happy. I'm just going to sit back and let God drive. So I'm thrilled at this point.
Do your girls have some input on some of the songs? They give you some thumbs up and thumbs down when you're going through material?
You know what? The girls, of course, they're getting in the junior high range, so they always love the fast songs because, you know, that's kind of what's popular with the junior high students right now. But they're so busy with their volleyball and their cheerleading and tumbling and doing whatever they're doing that, you know, if they hear a fast song, they're great with it. If they hear a slow song, they want to forward it. So, you know, it's fun and it's very honest in the Anderson house. But they love the new project, and I'm thrilled with them. I just let them do what they want to do.
All right, so cue the music. Here it is, Doug Anderson, Solo. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. More with Ernie Haas and Signature Sound still to come.
I made the same mistake before, but this time it hurt even more to think that I might never get it right. Teary eyes and shaking hands, I asked the Lord for one more chance. I prayed to find forgiveness in His sight.
I looked up,
thinking I would find a judge,
but the only thing
I could see was a love.
Love with open arms, such a sweet embrace.
Love that fell as if I'd never fallen from His grace.
Let me know that I could dream again.
Love that didn't care where I'd been.
Love with open arms.
The way the Father loves His child has turned my tears into a smile as tenderly He takes me by the hand. And more each day to trust His heart and walk by faith, even when I do not understand.
And so I guess
it all comes back to this. Then my heart could resist.
Love with open arms, such a sweet embrace.
Love that fell as if I'd never fallen from His grace.
Love that let me know that I could dream.
Doug Anderson, Solo, from Ernie Haas and Signature Sound. Hey, the gang's all here as we wrap up this two-part series with Ernie Haas, Doug Anderson, Devin McLambry, and Paul Harkey.
Hey, guys, before we let you go, I'd like to go around the room and put this little one-word challenge on you. So if you could sum up the new Oh, What a Savior video and DVD into one word, if you could summarize it. I know it's difficult, but we'll actually get four words out of the four of you, so, okay. Hey, that's better than one.
We put all four of them together and make one sentence.
Yeah, we'll see how the brain waves work on that.
Can we explain our word, or are we just going to do one word?
One word.
Yeah, you can explain it, but sum it up in one word. Ernie, we'll start with you.
Like, who's going to go first?
I was looking at Devin, because
look at me.
All right.
Your name's on the bus.
I'd say joy. That'd be my word. You may have heard this story before, but we were in Romania, and a reporter over there said, "You guys are like the ambassadors of joy. What do you think about that?" And that had, just for some reason, that hasn't got out of my heart and mind. And if we can lift somebody up and make their load a little lighter, take their mind off their problems for the 2 hours that they're at our show, we have done our job, and we are the ambassadors of joy. So that would be my word, joy.
Doug?
You would go to me next, Daniel. I would say, I guess my word would be real. And the reason I would say real is because I've been fighting for the last couple of years to be true to who I am. And with these guys, we always want to be true to who we are. And, you know, whether there's going to be always people out there, and there's been people over there in the past that didn't like what we did, but we stuck to it, and we love what we do, and it's we good, love the Lord, our God, with all our hearts, and we just do what we do because we love it, and we are real. And that's what this new video is.
Good, man.
Good word.
Paul?
Yes.
Yes.
Mine is different. Mine is worship. Because God has brought me through so many things in my life, and for Him to answer my prayer so long ago to be in this group, that night I just remember worshiping Him all night long. Yeah. So that's my word.
That's a good word.
That's good. All right, Devin, bring us home.
Man, I'd say the word enthralling, and I don't mean that in any cocky or prideful way of anything that we did. The word enthralling means capturing and holding one's attention. And we prayed as a whole, and we prayed individually for this video, that it would be entertaining. We don't hold that back at all, but that it would be entertaining and it would hold people's attention. But more than that, that with going along with what all the guys said, that we felt like it held people's attention in many ways, not just in entertainment, but the fact that that God did something in their life. Because the Bible says where two or three will simply gather in His name, He's going to be there. And whether that's to have a good time, whether that's to worship, when God's in the presence of people, lives are changed, lives are touched, and people leave differently than when they came in. And we pray that came across in the video as well.
He knew we'd be so lost without Him. That's why He left heaven's throne to come as a child to the wicked and wild. Not to condemn, but atone. He knew that we needed forgiveness. That's why His mercy was free. When all hope was lost, He became the cost to ransom a sinner like me. And I am living in the promise. Precious blood flowed, and I do believe every drop was for me, and that's why I love Him so.
Yeah.
Oh, He knew that we all needed healing. That's why He took every stripe. Hammering nails, the anguish she felt was torment that should have been mine. But He could see hope in the making for someone as hopeless as me. And that's why He rose over death He imposed, so that I could forever go free. And I am here.
And I do believe every drop was for me, and that's why I love him so. I do believe every drop was for me, and that's why I love him so.
Signature Sound here on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Well, guys, it's been good catching up with you. When you have a project that's this jam-packed and this good, you just let the music speak for itself, but it's been good to tell some stories along the way here in the studio. But let me just say, if you will go to erniehaas.com, you will need sunglasses and you will need to put on your seatbelt, because whether it's festivals, retreats, cruises, international concert tours, new projects, videos, social media, they've got it all there and you're going to be blown away. But listen, if you're ADD, get ready. Take your medicine first, because they're everywhere. And like I said at the beginning of the program, they're out of the box. And that's what I love about you guys. I love the innovation you bring. So like Walt Disney, never stop, okay?
Yeah, that's cool. Bless man. Your heart. Daniel, thank you. You've been a good buddy, and you've been there with us since day one. I remember when I emailed you off your website because you were doing voiceovers, and I didn't even know who you were. I just loved your voice, and I said, we want to do this cartoon thing, and you put the voice to it, and you killed it, and you've been a dreamer too, man. And
speaking
so it's
of innovative, he is, man. Daniel's always been on that.
And actually, it feels like you're in our living room. We're just hanging out together. That's cool.
So we love you, buddy. Man. And thank you for giving us a platform to be able to share our hearts here on your show. And it's just a great time to be able to bring hope to everybody else. I mean, everybody's... You turn the news on, and everybody's just talking down. And I know there's some bad things going on, but... Man, we need more light. People to bring out light. And I love your words, guys. And I love Devin, enthralling. So people who are listening, you know, this is not about us. This is to encourage you to go out and let your little light shine, man. And let's just make this world a brighter place.
Yes. Guys, this has been great. Thanks for your time. And God bless you throughout 2014.
Thank you.
God bless you, Daniel. See you later, buddy.
Oh, what a know it, sing it with me. His hands were nails scarred, his side was riven. He gave his life's blood. He gave his life's blood. That's beautiful. Sing that line again. Sing it again, but say, Jesus gave.
Jesus gave his last blood
for even me.
For even me.
Death's chilling, chilly waters. One day I'm gonna be crossing, but I'll not fear. For his hand will lead me, gonna lead me safe.
Well, the classic, the signature song from Signature Sound, Oh What a Savior, and the title track from this live project, Oh What a Savior, live from Paducah, Kentucky, Ernie Haas and Signature Sound. You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, this two-part series made possible thanks to the effort of the guys and, of course, Stowtown Records and the publicist involved to get the guys to the studio. Thank you so much for listening. And if you want to find out more about the group, it's simply the name, erniehaas.com. That's your connection online. See you back here next time.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews, again, online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.